Hey there, English speakers, and welcome to another very special episode of the More Than English podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Jesse, and it is my mission to help you, the intermediate and advanced level speaker, finally take that control and that command of English so that you can speak English with complete confidence, clarity, and control. To deliver your message, because you will be able to, and you are able to, create more opportunities, generate more income, and make a bigger impact with your message. And today is a very special episode. I say that every time, I know, but today is very special because I'm actually talking to one very special person. Right? I'm one very specific person. I got on a call earlier and they were dealing with some things that is very common that you may be dealing with, especially if you are an influencer, especially if you are a business owner or a coach, especially if you are looking to make a giant impact with your message and bring your message to the world. And if that is why you are here improving your English, then this message is for you specifically too. So let me take you through what I'm going to show you today. I'm going to show you how to take command of grammar, right? Because here's the thing. On a subconscious level, you have it in your mind that a mastery of grammar is necessary for fluency. And it's just not. And you may think, you know, Jesse, I know. But listen, you're on a subconscious level, you are, because your entire school life was, and your entire English learning life was exams and study grammar and do this homework and teachers telling you this and having to memorize to be plus present perfect, plus past participle equals present perfect, and how to, you know, the structure to make the future continuous and the past perfect versus past continuous and all of these things that don't really apply to real life. Well, they do, but not in that way. So on a subconscious level, you feel that your grammar is the thing that's holding you back when it's really not. But again, like I said, on a subconscious level, that's kind of what's happening underneath the surface. Does that make sense? Generally speaking, most of the time, that's what's happening. So today, I'm going to uncover that's below the surface, and I'm going to give you some very specific tools to use and some very specific steps to do to take command of that grammar so that grammar is not an issue for you and you can improve your grammar with these very specific steps. Okay, does that make sense? Does that sound good? And none of it includes actually sitting down and studying grammar. So that's the good news, right? It's very practical. So get a pen, get a paper, and let's get started. So basically the process that I take my clients through, and this, make no mistake about it, this is really a coaching session. So you're listening into a coaching session, and I'd like you to enter this podcast with that frame of mind. Imagine you've given me money, and this is the value you're getting, okay? So the method that I teach is the eagle method, and I teach a style of hunting, what I call hunting language. It's essentially building your language awareness, right? How do words work together? How does your intonation affect your message? How do other people's intonation affect their message to you and affect how you feel? What kinds of sentence patterns can you pick up from this episode, from what I'm saying? How can you improve your language through language awareness? Because if we become more aware of how language works. Then we can have greater control. And by the way, notice I just made a mistake. I just mixed up my words. I just said something and then had to change what I said. And I'm bringing that up because to let you know, and I did it again, by the way, to let you know that this isn't necessarily an English thing. It's not necessarily a weakness in English, but it's a human thing. We do this in our own language, and this is part of language awareness. To be aware in yourself when these things happen in your native language. Because if you're more aware that these kinds of thinking about the right thing to say, these kinds of mixing up the words and having to go back and change it, or to say a different word, or to stutter up, stutter, you know, over your words and have to say something to think about what you're going to say next, right? This is what happens. So by having a greater language awareness in your language, in English, in other languages you're learning, then you learn these sorts of things. And when you grow in these sorts of things, in this awareness, then you will feel more confident because you will realize it's not a weakness in English, it's how we communicate as humans, right? So here we go. The first thing, and we're going to have three specific things in language awareness to look out for, right? And number one are sentence patterns. Sentence patterns. So, what do I mean by sentence patterns? I want you to forget about learning a new word or learning new vocabulary, right? I want you to think of it more like chunks or groups of words. So, when you hear a new vocabulary word, how is it used with other words in a sentence, right? And how is that used grammatically, right? Can you take that group of word or that group of words and find it in another place and it sounds very similar, right? This is essentially what grammar is. It's a pattern of communicating of how we put words together that we've just kind of agreed that this is the best way to say this, so we all kind of speak in the same way, right? It's just having patterns. So present perfect. I have been to Korea. I have lived in Korea in the past. I have eaten Japanese food in Japan. I have been to blah, blah, blah. You have been, he has been, right? It's just a sentence pattern that communicates a specific message you want to say. So how can you learn grammar in this way, right? And this is point two. So point one is start hunting sentence patterns, right? A great tool for this, by the way, is a site called Youglish. If you find a word that you really like or a sentence pattern you really like, go to Youglish, youglish.com, like YouTube and English mixed, right? Youglish.com, and then type in your little expression, right? So let's take, for example, as far as. You type in as far as, then it'll give thousands of examples from YouTube where as far as is used. So that way you can just watch through each time, and every time that it shows you a video, it shows you right where that expression comes up in the video. It's a beautiful tool, right? And you'll start getting a sense for how that expression is used, right? So that's number one, sentence patterns. Use Youglish, it's a great tool. Number two is once you find these patterns, look at how the grammar is used. Look at the structure. And then if you want some reinforcement, now's the time to look at maybe some grammar rules, drills, examples using this grammar structure. So a high-level client that I had, she came to me and she typed, you know, in our chat, she's like, I just did a lot of work with inversions. Inversions is a grammatical term meaning a certain sentence pattern, right? And she's like, and I'm not going to teach you, I don't have time to teach you about inversions. You probably know, and if not, this is a perfect time to look up inversions as a reference. So grammar study should be used as a reference, not as the central focus of your study, right? And she's like, and now I see inversions everywhere, because once you highlight these, your reticular activating system, the part of your brain that tells you what's important and notices things that's important, it starts being active and you'll start noticing this grammar point everywhere, right? So number one, look for sentence patterns. Once you pick those patterns, number two, use grammar tools as a reference to improve and to drill, and not as the central focus. Use it only when you need it. And by the way, a simple way that you can find grammar drilling places is just Google the grammar. For example, inversions, exercises, future perfect exercises. Whatever grammar you want to look up, type exercises, and it'll bring you to pages of grammar practice where you can, you know, practice the grammar, you can do exercises, practice sentences, fill in the blanks, multiple choice, and then check your answers. This is only to be used, I only recommend using these, as I said, as a reference to get it into your subconscious mind, to drill it again and again with repetition, but to only solidify what you already know, right? I don't recommend like traditional classes where you start with the grammar and then practice and then force it into a fictitious situation. No. Find your situation. Find what you want to learn. And then use this as a reference. It's like the dictionary. When was the last time you sat down to look in a dictionary and read through words in a dictionary? Probably not many of you do that, right? But if a word comes up, if you're reading or something and an interesting word comes up, then you'll go to a dictionary to look up that word. It's the same thing with grammar. Right? When something comes up, then you look at the reference to solidify it, to learn it on a deeper level. Right? So that's number two. Number one, pick out sentence patterns. Number two, use grammar tools as a reference to solidify the grammar that you use and to practice. And number three, it's more of an internal thing, but understand that thinking about what you're going to say and thinking about a way, and if you can't find the right word that you want to say, changing up the sentence, that is not a weakness. To go back to the beginning of this episode, it's called being human. It's called human communication. And I want you to become aware that you do this in your language. Become aware that these things happen. And become aware of effective pauses. Because what you interpret as, oh my God, I'm lost, I don't have the word that I want to say, I have to think and I have to translate, Okay, that's going inside of you, but you can use that into your listener. It's a time for them to zero in and refocus on what you're saying, just kind of like you just did then. Remember the use of effective pauses. They can be very powerful, right? And understand that as you are thinking about what you want to say, maybe translating it from your language. We do the same thing in our language, and that's what I want you to take away too. And be encouraged, because you are capable of being huge. You are capable of changing the world with your message. I feel your energy. You have something inside of you that is wanting to get out. That's why you're listening to this podcast right now, because you want to give your message some more impact. You want to spread your message to the world, and that's why English is important to you. That's a desire from within. And when you have that desire, when it's burning, when it comes out, that's what people feel. They don't feel you're saying the exact same word that you want to say. They feel you. Right? So be encouraged in that, right? Be encouraged. And, you know, we can get stuck in the weeds and stuck in our own minds and our own mistakes and our own errors and our own weaknesses and our own path that we kind of forget that it's communication, right? And it's our own fear at the end of the day, our own fear that blocks us, our own fear of our own mistakes, our own fear of feeling small, our own fear that keeps us safe, right? It's keeping us safe. So thank that fear, thank that paradigm, thank that voice that's saying, well, yeah, let's do this in about 6 months. Guess what? 6 months never comes, because in 6 months, that voice will still be there, right? So be encouraged. That's all I wanted to share today. Be encouraged. You can use language awareness to improve grammar, improve vocabulary, improve pronunciation, improve expressions, improve confidence, right? This is all language awareness. In my method, in the ego method, I call it hunting, right? You're hunting. That's why it's in the eagle method, right? As an eagle soaring in the sky and it sees a bird, or it sees a snake or a rabbit or a fish, it swoops down and takes it. The same way you are going to swoop down and take your perfect language to give your perfect message, to sound more like you, to have your message come out and shine to the world. Thank you for listening, and it's been 18 minutes and 30 seconds, so I have had it with you. Thank you for being with me. Keep teaching, keep learning. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.